Welcome to Explorers Wanted. We are a weekly Numenera actual play podcast. I will be your sweet, kind, and gentle GM, Daniel Anderlich. With me today is Stace Babcock.
I'm feeling froggy tonight, guys.
Ooh.
Samson Davis.
What's up, nerds? Ready to listen to us fumble around?
Good. And once again, threatening my sanity with her snack choice, Alex Finn.
Well, I mean, you've heard of 75 hard. I'm doing 90 soft.
Those sound like malt liquors.
Yeah.
Like,
they probably would be good, too.
Two bottles of 75 hard from the liquor store. That sounds like shit I'd get up to in college.
Right next to the Colt 45.
Right. So anyway, Die Hard Dice. Die Hard Dice. What a wonderful
segue.
Online purveyor of math rocks. Who cares about segues? Math rocks. Do you need math rocks for your games? Need to roll some dice, get some random numbers going? Go to Die Hard Dice. They got a bunch of wonderful sets. Got the Hellforge Hex Breaker. It's beautiful red and black, I think. Yeah, it's kind of shiny. Red and black metal dice. They look beautiful. It's got Infinite Inspiration. This nice acrylic with like kind of rainbowy, like metallic inlay. They got the rerolls, which are recycled dice built from the leftover acrylics from their other sets. They got a bunch of stuff. Go to their website. Find what you need. Find what you should give to a friend. Do you have a friend coming up with a birthday or something? You should give them some math rocks. I should stop calling them math rocks at some point.
Meh.
But anyway.
Mother's Day is coming up.
Mother's Day and Father's Day eventually. Important stuff. Give them some math rocks.
Exactly.
Easter. Just toss them out in the grass, you know.
Yes. Anyway, once you find the set perfect for your needs, use our code EXPLORERSWANTED. Get 10% off your order. Again, a high quality product for a little bit cheaper and helping to support the show. So just good thing all around to do. So thank you.
Don't toss them into your yard unless you really want to confuse or possibly kill your squirrels.
Yes.
No. Oh, my God. I retract it.
Also, careful with the D4s. Mm. You know why.
Max's birthday is Easter this year. I didn't realize it until now.
Does that mean he's the ham?
I mean, he's fat enough.
Mm-hmm.
Ham is terrible. I said it. Go ahead, Daniel.
No, we're not letting that pass.
Ham is overrated.
Ham is terrible.
Ham is salty garbage.
I mean, it's not bacon for sure, but it's fine.
I'm fucking done.
I don't like bacon either.
Well, we've lost the GM, so I guess we can do whatever we want now.
Oh, is it time for that Pokemon one shot?
Wait, how's that different from when Daniel's here?
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
So, who remembers what happened last time? I'm going to pick on Samson.
Fuck, hold on.
It's like, you can't pick on me.
Yeah, I take notes. All right, so last time we started the episode with Magpie having a strange dream.
Not a wet one.
Possibly this, yeah, and this is a theory of mine, possibly dreaming of her past life. We don't know, but we do see in the dream that...
Ooh, we're going to get regression and isekai now? I love it.
It is your character, so I mean, Dan knows what you like.
He does.
So anyway, we see her... She seems to be some sort of student. She at one point was called Miss Thornbush, and then there was a child and a man and an unheard name. Not a whole lot of information, but very strange. And the scene shifts in the stream. She's climbing a wall, going into a bedroom. I think there were dead bodies. And then we hear Singlet's voice saying, "You're late." And then I believe the dream ended there. Meanwhile, Ilsen is not going to therapy. She is currently in the workshop of the old enclave. Getting all the goodies. She found a singularity detonator, level 10. That'll be fun.
That will be fun.
And no one's surprised, while she was rooting around prior world tech, those creatures in the old enclave attic thing start coming around. So she makes a break, barely gets out of there. And I was, if I remember right, single digits in all my pools.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
Yeah. But yeah, she manages to evade the creatures long enough to escape out of the enclave, although she did hear the creature's roar abruptly cut off by something. Don't know what. Meanwhile, Ezri's trying to bring the Exo-Womb home first. Nearly drops Yasmin, nearly drops the Exo-Womb, manages to catch them both on the stairs, so we're fine. Everyone gets back to the enclave, Neva's awake, and Tebow's looking unimpressed. And then I have a note here saying that the girl Neva was with knew what the tramp stamp meant. So
Ew. That
might need some investigating.
Or murder.
Or investigate first and then decide from there. We don't need to jump to murder. But anyway, once Neva gets taken care of, Tebow seems to be on board for Ezri to leave for a bit. and also to take Neva with her. And Ezri kind of said goodbye to the Enclave. So she's going to go be her own person with the dark wizard clown with her.
That's right.
Was I just like fuging out?
Roomies.
Yeah, I think you were napping in like the corner. Okay. I think you did wake up at some point, but...
Yeah, your character was asleep and then you woke up. And then you, Alex, the person, were on the second episode after taking a bunch of melatonin.
Oh, this all makes more sense now. I was just like, I don't remember any of this, but I know I was here.
Yeah, so that's where we ended the last episode with Ezri saying her goodbyes.
And I don't believe Ilsen was at the Enclave. Ilsen, I think, was still in the streets.
No. Yeah, correct.
Ilsen
yeah.
for the streets.
She was not the Enclave.
So, Ilsen.
Yes.
You have just escaped the Enclave with your haul.
Yes, so she's a little worse for wear, so she is going to go home and chill for a bit. I think I already took my 10-an-hour recovery rolls, so she's going to spend an hour at home just resting, and then now that she's kind of gotten this out of her system, she's going to remember, oh, fuck, Magpie was taken. Uh-oh. So...
I was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, last time Ilsen saw Magpie, she was getting taken by some dudes in suits.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were dragged off to singlet's meeting, although Ilsen doesn't know that those know about singlet.
It was like a
right
kidnapping, but not.
Well, they did drug you and put a bag over your head.
Sounds kidnappy.
Isn't that how your friends meet? A little meet cute situation?
In real life or in one of your manhwas?
Definitely in the manhwas.
Okay, because if it was real life, Alex, we were going to have to pause this and have a talk.
My basement is totally fine.
The safety manager was about to come out. Yeah, so anyway, Ilsen is going to leave and start heading towards the 8th tier.
Okay, I think you can head towards the 8th tier. You get your way down to the 8th tier. Give me... I'm going to have you give me a perception roll.
Mm-hmm.
There are two potential targets.
Okay.
One target, it's going to be one roll either way.
Mm-hmm.
One target is an 18. The other target is a 24.
All right. Still trained for my flex skill, so I'm just going to apply the training.
Mm-hmm.
Nat one.
Oh,
damn.
From your perspective, you are the knight.
Yeah, she's not trying to be super sneaky. I think Ilsen's just under the base assumption that the ghouls are everywhere. So this was something I had planned earlier. She's going to get to the 8th tier, and then she's going to try to find, like, a little street rat kid who can make some money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you find it. She's maybe, like, you can't tell. I mean, she could be 7, she could be 9. Her face is so dirty, like, you can't really tell very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You essentially spot her picking the pocket of somebody up ahead and then running around the corner into an alley to look at what she's got.
All right. Listen's going to come up behind her. Hey, you want to make 5 shins?
I'll make 5 shins. Yeah.
All right. 1 shin now. You deliver this letter, this note, and Ilsen gives the address of the Enclave.
Okay.
4 shins when you come back with it delivered.
All right. She takes the 1 shin from you, looks at it closely to make sure it's not fake, and then she darts off.
Ilsen's going to follow her just to make sure that she does actually deliver the note, but at a distance.
Okay. Are you trying to be stealthy about it?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, so we're talking about kind of hiding from her. She's not super... This is like, you're trained in stealth, right?
Yes.
So this is a 3 for her not to notice you following her.
12.
Just gonna say, don't fuck this up.
Okay, yeah. You see from a distance, like, her run up to the abandoned building that the Enclave is at. She sort of knocks at a door, like, peeks, tries to look around, and then finally just tries to... shove the note underneath the door.
Yeah, all right.
And she turns around and starts heading back, and you see her just freeze as soon as she sees you.
Yeah, okay. Can I intercept her once we've broken a line of sight from the new Enclave?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. I hand her the last 4 shins.
Yeah, there was nobody there.
Just as long as it was delivered.
All right. She takes the 4 shins and she runs off.
And then Ilsen is going to go towards the warehouse district where we met...
Oh, yeah, that area?
Yep.
Okay. So you go heading off in that direction. Ezri.
Yes.
You have just finished up your conversation with Tivu when Keith comes wandering and is like, hey, guys, I found this under the door, and he's holding up a little slip of paper.
What's it say?
Petals. Senpai was taken. Meets me at in the warehouses. Baby.
Sounds like a weird love note. I'm just going to say it.
Shit. All right. Well, everyone going to be leaving for a while. That's going to start now for your protection. Listen to Tibu, okay? Until I see you again.
Oh, yeah. We always do.
I know you do. Better than I do.
Zidon starts cackling in a corner at that.
All right. And Ezri will gather up her stuff. She'll give Tibu one last look. She'll have a look around the Enclave, everyone's faces. And then she'll look at Neva, jerk her head, and head toward the door.
All right. Is Magpie following or no?
Is it implied that she's going to go meet up with Ilsen? Is she just leaving?
Wait, who's Senpai?
Senpai is Magpie.
Yeah, that's what Ilsen calls Magpie.
So...
And it's a sarcastic nickname.
So...
Yeah, I would hope Magpie was coming. Ezri will jerk her head at Magpie as well. See if that works.
Magpie will follow. That's going to be funny as hell.
Neva is, of course, following you. He still has that red slash across his face from Mr. Tompkins scratching his face.
As he should.
Oh, Ezri will jerk her head at Mr. Tompkins, too, and see what happens. She's giving herself a neck strain.
Yeah. Mr. Tompkins yawns and curls up into a little kitty croissant.
As he should.
All right. Ezri accepts that and leaves.
Okay. You guys leave. Are you heading straight to the warehouse area or are you doing something else?
On the way, Ezri will keep an eye out for, like, vacancy signs at tenements.
Yeah, there's definitely vacancy signs. I mean, the area that you're coming out of, where, like, because you're coming out of where the Enclave was, which is sort of an abandoned area, and you're heading towards the warehouses, which is also sort of an abandoned area. So what you're seeing are essentially, like, if there's anybody running these are, like, flop houses more than anything else.
Okay, which is fine.
You know that there's probably somewhere better elsewhere in the Warrens, but in this particular path, if you're walking along the way, you're just going to see, like, flop houses that probably have a fair amount of infestations and whatnot.
Are the warehouses on the 8th level?
Yeah.
Oh, she's not going to stay on 8, so...
Yeah.
She'll just note the prices and move on.
Again, the warehouse district of Tier 8 is less actual warehouses and more like abandoned sheds with ambition. You kind of walk down there and you can see up ahead. Now, the one thing you do remember from when you guys were planning the train heist is that for whatever reason, this area, the cops and the ghouls don't go to. It's not clear why, but Ferdinand was very clear that they just don't. And as you guys are coming into that area, what do they see Ilsen doing?
I think Ilsen is just kind of standing next to a wall, just like being unobtrusive.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, since you spent an hour at home, your bone dress at this point has completely flaked away.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. No, I don't think Ilsen would have wanted to go out for very long with that anyway, so that's fine.
Wait, Ilsen's wearing other clothes, right?
Yes.
I just thought I would ask.
But then as you get closer, Ilsen says, well, I thought there was possibly an emergency. Magpie, I saw you get taken by some well-dressed men. Drugged you, put a bag over your head. What happened? How did you get away?
That's how I have my meetings.
Sorry? Meetings?
Yeah, that's meetings.
Meetings with who?
Don't worry about it.
I'm very worried about it. You were drugged and kidnapped. What?
Are you jealous that you didn't have a good time?
Wow, that is a loaded question. I mean, Magpie doesn't have really any concept of how loaded it is, but wow.
I can't imagine it was worse than what I went through. Bertrand's dead, by the way.
I assumed so.
Did he suck?
He did, but Odalai took it maybe a little too far. I was there for hours.
You weren't expecting that.
I was expecting him to be professional.
That is professionalism.
It sounds professional.
Bertrand, I believe, is currently torn to pieces hanging on the side of the Corpus Collar right now.
Professional?
Yeah, that's a professional job.
Who is this person, by the way?
Oh, I think you know me. I was like strutting up to Ilsen. He's like, I think you know me, pretty lady.
Ooh.
They call me the Dark Wizard Neva.
Was there a birthday party? Why did you bring this clown?
Ooh, I like it. The kitty's got bark.
Neva, you do not call people you just meet pretty lady or kitties.
I mean, you can.
You shouldn't.
I'm sorry, she's really uptight.
No, she is not.
Which one?
All right, so he's approved, though, for being around.
Oh, yeah. Neva is a nano, and... Oh.
There's a theatrical flex and, like, black flame erupts around him.
Oh, fuck. All right, Nano?
With no filter.
I...
All right, concept of secrecy.
Oh, good. All right, then. What a perfect time to tell you that the ghouls, I've somewhat become an informant for them because they busted up the Brisker's place after Odalai was done with his hours of torture on Bartram. So I'm a little hot right now.
Oh, warm it, huh? Inside guy. I like it.
I am very much not an inside girl. But all right, you're a Nano. What do you think about this? And Ilsen will pull out the singularity detonator and bring it a little too close to Nima's face.
He takes a look at it and he's like, oh, this is bad ass. May I for just a second?
Yeah, all right.
He takes it, picks it up, and he starts looking at it, and it's like looking very closely. This is awesome. Don't touch this part. This part's the dangerous part.
All right, so he does know some stuff. Wow. That's good.
This is, he hands it back to you, and he kind of reaches for his cloak and kind of moves it a little bit across his midsection, like he's using a math book.
Like he's using a math book?
To hide his boner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Don't you just get knowledge boners sometimes?
No.
You're not learning enough.
I'm learning the wrong stuff, apparently.
Do you got any other cool stuff?
I think...
I mean, don't show it to me right now. I don't know if I could take it.
I'm not showing you anything, believe me.
So I have some news.
Ooh.
Oh?
Turns out the Emperor is very upset with us.
Could you be more specific?
Over the train heist.
Oh, I was going to say dog show.
We were not there at the dog show, officially.
I mugged one bookie.
I stole a toe.
I don't think the Emperor really cares.
You mugged a bookie?
Where do you think I got the cash?
I knew you were badass.
But okay. So then, yeah, the sarcophagus thing was part of the Emperor's plan to do what? Do we know?
Dog show.
Apparently just to the border.
Which border?
Seems like a waste.
It was going to Ballast, which is the border fortress between Margathy and Corvus.
Margathy.
He's trying to start another liberation.
I think it would be more of ending everything.
Huh.
You should probably tell your friends.
My friends already know.
Aww.
That's kind of sad.
All right, wait to just take a compliment and...
Where are your other friends, Magpie?
Probably dead.
All right. How did you learn about this, about the Emperor's plans, intentions?
Do you remember Emery and Charlie?
Yeah, the rock bear that you met?
Yeah, I ran into Emery.
Rock bear? What's a rock bear?
Fictional creature.
Oh, okay.
You'll meet it one day.
Cool.
Oh, ran into Emery when I was buying some forged papers. Or not forged papers. Depends on what he can come up with. And she told me. And she also extended an offer to meet some people, so... I guess just to catch you up, I've officially moved out of the Enclave, and I'm going to go see what Emery's people are about.
Like you've left the Enclave?
Yes.
Aren't you the Enclave, basically?
Not anymore. Tibu's the Enclave now, and I mean, the Emperor is, it's not just a senator anymore, it's the Emperor, so I'm not sticking around.
Are you staying in Leif?
Yes. Where else am I going to crime and insurrect?
That's fair.
I am looking for a place, though, so is there anything in your building?
There's a vacancy where Virgin lived. It's quite nice.
I would recommend not my building, because, again, the ghoul's kind of an informant right now, and if they catch wind that you are even close to me, then...
You just don't want slumber parties.
As much as I would love to just not have to think about the consequences of my actions, I kind of do.
Me.
All right.
If you ask me, person I've just met, thinking about those consequences, it's overrated. It's best to just go with the flow and take the opportunities as you see it. That's the way the Dark Wizard does it.
Uh-huh. Where did you find the Dark Wizard, Esri?
Prison.
All right, that's what I might have guessed.
She broke me out of prison. It was awesome. She even got me a bitchin' tattoo. Have you guys got tattoos? Oh, we should get matching tattoos.
Esri pulls out the tattoo gun.
I
don't think I'm up for a tattoo right now.
I'm good. You broke him out of prison?
Yes, that's what I've been up to.
Woo.
In the background, Neva is doing fake combat moves. He's reliving the prison break in the backside. So he's doing like what an 8-year-old would envision as like a karate chop and things like that.
And I suspect it wasn't a inconspicuous breakout.
No, I'm getting pretty famous.
Great. Awesome. All right.
Don't tell your friends about me.
Too late.
Deal. All right, I guess that leaves you, Magpie, for me to build up your notoriety too.
I'm actually working on the opposite.
Oh, Where has this responsible streak suddenly come from?
The urge to do better crime.
Give me some sort of social role there, because you're definitely hiding something.
I have, like, persuasion and emotional support.
Emotional support, no.
Dude, you're straight up lying.
Persuasion, I'll give you for a plus +3.
What about peacefully opening communication?
No.
We're trying to keep this peaceful. I got a 9.
Okay. Ilsen and Esri can make some sort of social check. Your DC is a 9.
12. With the plus +3.
11.
Oh, 12 with your bonus.
7 plus +3 is 10.
Yeah!
What'd you get, Samson?
11.
Yeah, you guys don't pick up on anything.
I feel like I should get another plus +3 for knowing Magpie.
Yeah, can we get a plus +3 for knowing Magpie's bullshit?
Honestly, yeah.
What?
Sorry.
Yes! Esri and Ilsen's eyes just synchronize, like, narrow, like,
Mm-hmm.
You guys can catch that she's hiding something, and whatever it is, even though she's being very cavalier, it is something that she's worried about, which I assume is a safe assessment, Alex.
Yeah.
Magpie, was there perhaps a discussion at this meeting that you were invited to?
I mean, usually people talk about things at meetings.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I have no idea what the fuck is going on right now, but this is awesome.
Isn't it?
I feel like you guys are playing, like, I don't know, like, four-dimensional checkers or something.
Checkers?
I was going to say Parcheesi, but okay.
Well, yeah, I was either going to go for that or, like, three-dimensional hopscotch.
Ooh.
No, that's already three-dimensional, but you get what I mean.
Wonder what the fourth D would be in 4D hopscotch.
Time.
Whoa, look at the big learner over here, he says, kind of giving Esri a playful punch on the shoulder.
Esri looks kind of proud. She's not referred to as a learner very often. She heard Tibu say that one time.
Yeah, this is why she's the boss.
I am the boss.
And what a great boss you are.
You're all right, Neva.
All right, so.
Back to finding Esri a apartment.
I do need an apartment. Probably near-ish tunnels and escape routes. I don't know. I haven't really scouted yet.
Are you trying to stay close to the old enclave? Keep an eye on them?
No.
Gotcha.
And they'll be moving, too, so.
They will.
Any tears we're avoiding?
We probably want to stay out of Brisker's territory for a good long while.
So that means either moving up to, like, tier 4 or higher, or going down somewhere lower. Like, probably somewhere farther down, like tier 10 or lower.
I think lower.
Okay.
Tier 13 for the vibes.
Tier 13 would definitely be Ilker's territory.
Ilker's?
Mm-hmm. They're another criminal organization. They're roughly on par with the Briskers in terms of influence. Their area of influence stretches primarily from tier 10 down. Like, so tier 9 is sort of a bordering territory between the two. The Briskers and the Ilkers are not in cooperation. They're not an all-out war, but they're constantly testing each other. The Ilkers are basically from 10 to 16, but then they also have some influence as far down as like 25. It's just that they're not necessarily in charge of things down beyond 15. There are other players probably involved there, but you guys don't have experience with those players. You don't know who they are.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Can I offer you an XP for Esri to have a prior cordial relationship with the Ilkers?
You could do something like that. Let me look up the definition, because that's not just a player intrusion. That is either a short-term or long-term connection. So let me check.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they would have positive feelings just because she's already like an enemy of the Briskers and doing bad shit to them.
Esri is much less involved with the Briskers than you two were.
What?
Yeah, Esri was sort of pulled into that problem by association with you. Now, she might have Malcolm Reynolds type reputation in the sense that she doesn't do what criminals are kind of expected to do in situations. Kind of thinking back to like in Firefly, like Badger tells Malcolm Reynolds, like, you know, you run when you should fight and you fight when you should run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly fight when you should run.
Yeah. Okay. I would say for this, it's a short-term benefit. So it would be 2 XP to establish that existing relationship. And then you can tell me who that relationship is with at the Ilkers. And this becomes something you can write down in your character sheet.
Okay. I'll spend the 2 XP.
We don't use this much. Samson's used it sometimes, but it's interesting because even in the books, they expect that people probably split their XP between these kinds of things and then their actual advancement. But we tend to split it between rerolls and...
And we're all advancement.
I want to say Cole is somebody, if this is acceptable, that Ezri has from time to time done a little enforcement on their behalf.
Okay. Yeah, so probably one of the rare times that your jobs have taken you, you know, down to maybe tier 12 or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, her... I got something I like better. Her father knew this person.
Ooh, family connection.
Okay, so yeah, and I like this. So let's say this then. Paul was the person that your father was doing a job for when he got caught.
Yeah.
And after you got free, Paul kind of... a little bit out of a sense of wanting to repay what your father had done in the past, had given you a few like quick jobs back in the day. Definitely enforcement related, but it was clear his intention was not for you to be groomed into the Ilkers. It was just like trying to toss something your way so you could have some money and have a chance to
survive,
get some sort of security while you're getting started.
Yeah.
You're not sure where Paul lives. Every time you've met him, it's been at a tavern called Bethda's Itch on tier 11.
Bethda's Itch?
Yep.
What does she itch?
She got that looked at.
Well, she's a tavern. There's a logo of it that looks like an awkwardly rendered attempt at a 3D face smiling.
Usually you don't smile when you have an itch.
It's a Bethesda joke. Leave it alone.
Is it an Oblivion level joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You have to do that conversation mini game. Would you talk to anybody in that bar?
You just could not make an attractive character in Oblivion.
No, you could not.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys down for a trip to Ilker's territory?
After the bullshit I've been through with the Briskers, I might be, yeah. Although, I got a question. The thing with Margothy that you mentioned brought this up, and also I found it in my notes. You as well, Neva. Does anybody know somebody named Massus?
No.
No.
I asked because I overheard Bertrand talking with a Brisker before when he was still at Contact 4 that they were talking about Massus was involved with Margothy infiltration or something. Or Massus was in charge of the Imperial Games that are also coming back, so everyone look forward to more Bloodsport.
What Imperial Games run?
Always do.
Ring a bell for any Magpie? For that anthropology?
Give me a... I think this is less anthropomorphic. Well, yeah, I would give it to you. So this is probably a... This is probably a 6.
Well, that's a 6.
So the Imperial Games have not been around for a long time. They certainly haven't been around during Tithonpet's reign. They definitely have existed during his dynasty. Now, here comes your lore dump, guys. I hope you're ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... the division between dynasties in Corvus is a little vague, partially because the tradition of any ruling family in Corvus is that they give up their family name and they replace their family name with the name of the nation. So Tithonpet's full name is Tithonpet Corvus, just like all of his family surname is now Corvus. So there's no difference in surnames. And then also, it is not uncommon for an incoming dynasty to sort of scrub history a little bit around prior dynasties because it gives them legitimacy if it looks like their dynasty has been in control for longer. Now, you would know that this was something that Tithonpet would probably... it was active probably during his grandfather's reign. It was not uncommon. It was also a time where expansion had stalled briefly. And so one of the things that they had done is created these games, these blood sports that would occur in the arena where people could bet on it. People could win great things. It eventually built up to sort of a professional industry of gladiators that would compete in those games. It was also really used a lot to kind of reinforce social order because these were based off of your like social class. So the events were also popular. But it was also something where when you went to attend one of those, it was very clear which class you were seated with.
It's a great society. Wow. Mm. No, Daniel, very cool, though.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things they would do. And in fact, it wasn't uncommon when Corpus was conquering farther, similar to the style in Rome, that they would establish those arenas and use similar things to try to bring in social hierarchy around those same ways. But once Corpus started expanding further again and had felt like they were more confident, there was a phase where people were like, oh, this is barbaric. We're going to be better than all of those childish, savage nations. And so they dropped the games. Ah. So I would say, Alex, from an anthropology standpoint, you don't really understand. Again, you're not really sure where this lore in your head comes from, but it would make sense given the fact that Corpus is kind of stalled on expansion. And in fact, you know, within the last few centuries, lost a colony that was pretty significant for them. Camphos was a really powerful colony that they lost that won its independence. That in some ways, it was probably inevitable that this would come back, but it's still a surprise that it's happening so quickly.
So the Emperor is not confident in his rule. Oh well.
Can we assume that Magpie just kind of lore dumped all that on us?
Yeah. Ezri is just slightly slack-jawed as Magpie rattles this all off.
Yeah, I think she just like suddenly that bursts out of her mouth and she's like,
Is there any sort of affect that Magpie picks up that's different than her usual affect as she's explaining this?
It's a more friendly tone.
Like tour guide tone?
Yeah. Like she wants you to know this and enjoy it like she does.
You have connected with me on my ADHD hyperfocus. I want to tell you everything.
How do you know all of this? Where did that come from?
Don't you just know things in your brain?
I
know.
It was just very surprising to hear that coming from you. It's because you... You know what? Never mind. Thank you for sharing.
Remember who knew the library.
My kind of person. I know all sorts of shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know that some fish have tongues that are like snakes? It's true. I saw one once when I was falling overboard. Bad story, but agreed. It's true. Fish are fucked up.
They are.
You fell overboard before you got caught?
No, that's not when I got caught.
Oh. Well, shall we? You guys coming, or...
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just internalizing the lore dump.
Maybe you should go to the library more often, and then you'll know things.
I feel like everything we just learned is not something that I would find in the library, exactly. Because that does kind of paint a Corpus in a not bad, but not good light.
Yeah, I'm with Ilsen. There's some things you just can't learn from books. Right, plus, they're really big and boring. You know, I find most if I like just like hold devices and kind of commune with them. Sometimes I hear whispers.
Ooh.
And I think that's what's telling me what to do. It's pretty cool.
I mean, books are also good improvised weapons.
I don't like what you just said. That's very nerve-wracking.
Oh, check this out, Ilsen. And he spins around, flips back his cloak, and lifts up and shows you his tramp stamp with the sledgehammer and the shotgun crossed. The ES at the bottom, and the faint image of an egg.
He's pregnant.
What? Are you pregnant?
That's what I'm assuming egg means.
No, I'm not pregnant. I mean, I was pregnant once, but I took care of it.
I'm sorry, you what?
I took care of it.
Are you sure about him, Esri? Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Pregnant with a big turd, baby! And he literally falls on the ground, cackling, laughing at his own joke.
Brilliant, Nano. As far as I can tell.
I just want you to know I'm trusting you on this, okay? Not him, you.
Neva's coming along, eventually. I'm teaching Neva a lot right now, like how to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Do you know she can fly? It's badass.
Incredible, huh?
We might have to get you an apartment with a shed.
I don't think apartments come with sheds. If you're lucky, they have a closet, though.
Two bedrooms will be fine.
Oh, sweet. Hoping I wouldn't have to sleep on the floor.
You just need, like, a dark room to shove him in. A couple socks.
He might need a collar.
You know, I do prefer to do most of my brooding in a dark room.
Ezri mentally changes her note from second bedroom to closet. No. No, he's her follower, so he gets taken care of. Okay. Ezri's just like, and we're walking.
Okay. Are you looking for the apartment first, or are you looking for Pole first?
Pole.
Okay.
Maybe he knows a realtor.
Okay, so you get down there, you see Betha's Itch up ahead. It's a dive bar, for sure. It's like a bar that screams, like, come in here for cheap drinks, or if you need to make a criminal contact.
Perfect.
Like, that's clearly, like, there's the two purposes, or if you want a bar fight. And you can clearly see as you go in, it is segmented into two areas. There are like the quiet, ominous tables where people are making criminal connections. And then there's the other section where people are having bar fights and whatnot.
Ezri goes to the criminal connections side.
You do see Paul. What does Paul look like?
I want to say Paul is a 50-something, balding, skinny little guy. Mm-hmm. But wearing an extremely nice, whatever the suit equivalent would be in Lathe. Like, obviously, it stands out from the surrounds. Like, obviously, too high of quality for the area in understated colors.
Okay, yeah. So, and if he is wearing a suit as opposed to normal clothes, instead of doing the usual Ilker's colors, which would be a sash around the arms, he has a pocket square in Ilker's silver.
Nice. And silver pinstripes. He looks good.
Mm-hmm.
If tiny.
So as you walk in, he perks up and he's like, well, as I live and breathe, Ezri Stonebreaker.
Paul.
Come here. And he like gets up to hug you.
Ezri will offer sort of a hug. She will allow the hug.
Yeah. Like, he's like, oh my gosh, it's been years since I've seen you. I gather you've been busy.
What have you heard?
Well, let's just say a lot of detail word hasn't gotten down this way, but I have my connections, and it sounds like you're now on the Imperial Wanted list. You might be one of the most wanted criminals in the Imperium right now.
Thank you.
Oh, congratulations.
So I have to ask, what are you bringing to my doorstep?
Nothing but asking for a favor.
Favors are an important currency in our line of business.
They are, and I can pay for the favor with real currency. Due to recent events, I am looking for a new place to live, somewhere discreet and out of the way, accessible to the tunnels.
Did you finally kick your ass to the curb?
Kicked my own ass for the curb for the obvious reasons.
Smart. Who are your friends? Are we in mixed company here?
What are we mixing?
Hey guys, you mind giving us some space?
Sure thing.
Magpie goes to the fighting side.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the bar.
Neva is just sort of standing there next to you. And Paul looks at him.
This is Neva. He's cool.
Aren't you supposed to be in prison? I thought I'd heard something about a presumptive execution for you. Oh, no. Ezri broke me out. Interesting.
I told you to quit telling people that, Neva. Neva, you're also... No, actually, I'll let this conversation continue because I want to hear Daniel talk to himself.
Ah, fuck you, Stace. Interesting. Well, she has been industrious of late. If you don't mind, I'd like a chance to catch up with my old friend here.
That means go away, Neva.
Oh, okay. I'll go get a drink and hang out with the others. Hey, by the way, do you guys know, Paul, that's your name, right? Do you know a nearby tattoo parlor? Because I really want us to get matching tattoos. Yeah, there's one at the other end of the tier. You can't miss it. Pain's Needle. Awesome. Cool. Thank you. And he wanders off.
Talented Nano.
You keep interesting company.
Yep.
I see you're not afraid of having a little liability in your midst.
Yep. I mean, it's hard to get by without a Nano. And my other...
I wasn't talking about the Nano.
Which one?
The local.
Also a very talented person.
Yeah. Hope you know what you're doing. She's involved with some pretty fucking shady people.
What do you know?
Just that I've known independent thieves. I don't know many of them with corporate sponsorship.
Corporate? She was recently kidnapped for a meeting.
Yeah, I heard.
Of course you did, Paul. You've always known.
Listen, I don't know the details. I don't know exactly what she's involved in, but they're not the players. They're not government, and they're not legitimate either. And I know they're dangerous because every time we've tried to send somebody to find out what they're up to, that person hasn't come back.
Jesus. I mean, she is very elusive when it comes to discussing what she's up to.
Maybe just another one of their dolls.
Are you familiar with Ferdinand?
Ferdinand? I've heard the name. I know him by reputation.
They're close associates.
They're close associates. It's interesting.
What do you know about Ferdinand?
Incredibly talented. Good reputation. He sticks to the word of his agreements. He always delivers. Well-connected, and he very rarely leaves any trace behind, which surprises me if he's involved in any way. You said her name was Magpie? Like the creatures that, like, lure humans to their death by pretending to make human sounds?
Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that is... I feel like we've mentioned it before, maybe maybe I forgot, but that is lore, that magpie is not a bird in the ninth world. Magpie are these creatures that are known to make sounds like humans to lure them away from other humans to kill them.
Oh, goodness. Ezra's just so curious because magpie's so mysterious.
Interesting, because Ferdinand, I would say the other thing he's known for is that while he's daring and he likes to take risks, he's got a good survival instinct. So either he feels like he has a handle on whatever magpie's doing, or she's been very successful at fooling him.
He doesn't seem easily fooled.
I wouldn't think so. The guy has more identities than hairs on his head.
Ooh, do you have an old one so I can drop it on him and freak him out next time I see him?
Sure. Ask him about Captain During.
Durin?
During.
During.
As if you were doing something during the time.
Nice. All right.
He ran a ship for a little while.
Interesting.
Just long enough to make off his hauls. He's smart. He doesn't ever directly interfere with the Imperium. Or at least if he does, nobody ever catches him at it. You, on the other hand.
Getting caught sort of my thing. Well, getting seen is sort of my thing. I've only been caught the one time.
It's going to catch up to you at some point, Ezri. People who survive in the world we live in are the ones that can manage both staying in control of the game and not drawing the wrong kind of attention.
Every time I mess with a senator or I mess with the emperor, people see that they're not as invincible as they pretend they are.
It's the same song.
Hasn't changed.
You're going to get yourself killed. And I'm going to tell you that's not what your father would have wanted.
But it would be following in his footsteps.
Following in his footsteps? What do you think your father was doing?
He didn't say much. Jobs.
That's because he was smart, Ezri.
Oh, shit.
He was doing petty theft for us. Simple jobs. He wasn't taking unnecessary risks if he could avoid it. He had a kid to raise. It was dumb luck that he got caught when he did. And dumb luck that the magistrate who caught him had something to prove.
Well, never planned on living long. But I do need a place to stay.
Need a place to stay? Well, there's plenty of places to stay down in these tiers. What are you looking for? Because I can tell you right now, Ezri, you mean the world to me. But there's no savvy criminal in the know here. There's nobody that's going to offer you a safe house. Not with you being on the Imperium's wanted list. There's going to be no ground to go to except what you make on your own. I can point you in the direction of some places that are reputable, that probably won't snitch on you or turn you in, but you're not going to find safe harbor anywhere.
Are you going to snitch on me or turn me in?
He seems to be thinking hard on that question. Very deliberately not hiding that he's thinking about that. Math doesn't add up.
That's good.
But that's me. I got a soft spot for you.
I know.
At this point, you've had a lot of goodwill in the Warrens, at least in the areas you've been. So people haven't turned you in even when the bounty's high. I got to warn you, though. You can't continue to count on that forever. Not with what's coming.
What's coming?
You don't know the Imperial wanted list is like. You've dealt with a senator having a hard-on for bringing you to justice. The Emperor's a whole other story. You're talking ghouls. You're talking military. You're talking a political need to see you punished and destroyed and humiliated. You're fucked, kid.
I'll go down fighting either way.
Figured you say that.
I can only be me.
Just do me a favor.
Yeah.
Make sure that your friends know what they're getting into, too.
I will tell them. They should be able to choose.
If you're looking for a place to stay, I'd recommend Rosita's. The place is clean. It's not too busy. Not a lot of traffic. Rosita could care less about what anybody's up to. Don't get me wrong. You'll see that in the service as well. But it's affordable. And she likely won't turn you in.
Good enough for me.
Rosita doesn't like to get off the couch if she doesn't have to.
Even better. Paul.
Ezri.
Thank you as always.
I'd tell you to be safe, but I know you won't listen. So I'll just say, be good.
I'll try.
Fair enough. And he goes back to his drink. Meanwhile, Neva is trying to get Ilsen to dance. Not in like a dance with me way, but he's doing this sort of like spastic dancing to the improvised lute playing that somebody is doing in the corner. It's sort of like how a 4-year-old would try to dance. Like they're just sort of moving their body randomly in a way that seems to feel equivalent to the music. And he's like, come on, come on.
I don't know. You seem a little too stiff. Can Ilsen order him a cement mixer? It's a real gross shot.
Yeah, sure. He'll totally take it too. He'll be excited.
Awesome. Do you know what a cement mixer is? It's like a cream liquor and then like lemon juice or something. You take the shot before it curdles in your mouth.
Oh, why?
Okay. So he takes it. He takes the shot. You can definitely see he doesn't bring it down fast enough. And it curls in the mouth and he goes, smooth.
Yeah, now let's see those moves.
He goes back doing it. He nearly accidentally hits Magpie as his arms are flailing about.
You're doing really good. Good.
Come on, dance, guys. We're going to go to Payne's Needle after this. Get tattoos.
I imagine he's yelling this. And if my internal clock right now is correct, it's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon-ish.
Yeah, for sure. But the Dark Wizard knows no time. He's ready to party whenever.
Boy. Can I send him look around and see who's giving a shit about Dark Wizard or giving a shit about Ezri coming in?
I want to say that Ezri did do her makeup.
Give me a perception roll, Nilsson. I think it is going to be... You still have your flex skill, so it's a 9.
All right. Another nat 1.
Woo!
Okay, yeah, you don't notice anybody looking at Ezri.
Cool.
You do think that some people might be making eyes at you, though. Like watching you. Like, not in the...
Ooh-ooh.
I'm attracted to your way, but I'm keeping track of you way.
All right. Nilsson's going to memorize that person's face.
Mm-hmm. They look at you with the same sort of intensity that the ghouls do, although this person is not in uniform.
Yeah. Nilsson's going to stay cool. Keep urging Neva to do stupid shit. Hey, dance closer to that big guy right behind you. Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Sure thing! He goes over there. What is Magpie doing while this is all going on?
I think she's working on her, you know, blending in skills.
Okay. Give me a stealth roll of 9.
18.
Okay. You feel like you're, especially with the Dark Wizard going and doing crazy shit and Ilsen sort of egging him on, nobody is actually paying attention to you at all.
Perfect. We're accomplishing our goals.
And it's around this time, I assume Ezri approaches. Does Ezri approach Magpie or the Dark Wizard and Ilsen first?
Oh, I think she is always concerned about Neva's behavior. So Ilsen and the Dark Wizard.
Okay. As you come up, he's like, Ezri!
Shut the fuck
Let's
up.
Dance!
Ezri will put her hand over his mouth. Neva?
Yeah?
You need to learn to shut your mouth. Or you're going to get us both killed.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Don't scream my name in public.
Okay.
Or private, for that matter.
Okay. I didn't think that was a concern. Can you take your hand off my mouth now?
Are you going to do it again?
No.
Okay. Whew. We're leaving. Now.
You should wash your hands more often.
Shouldn't lick my hand.
I wasn't licking it. Just got some crap on it.
Ezri stiffs her hand.
It doesn't smell good.
You're right. Let's go. And Ezri will make brief eye contact with Ilsen and Magpie and then briskly leave after her name was shouted across a bar full of criminals.
Where are we going now?
Payne's Needle.
We're not getting a tattoo.
You know what, Neva? Ezri will hand Neva tensions. Knock yourself out. Get a tat.
No. It has to be matching tats. That's the cool part.
Is it, though?
Neva, I'll get a matching tat with you if 1, I can pick it out, and 2, you learn how to keep your mouth shut in public.
These are a lot of asks.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Ezri is inciting the shit out of that.
Okay, so this is going to be a 6. No, 3.
And Ezri is trained, so she can just do it.
So cold.
He fully believes that he's capable of doing that for you.
Does Ezri believe that he's capable of doing that?
You only have your experience to go off.
You go a month without saying something stupid in public, and we will get matching tattoos.
He sits there and thinks for a second, like, wow, a month seems kind of unreasonably long.
Without, you can say stupid shit, Neva. Just nothing sensitive.
Gotcha. I'm with you. Finger guns.
All right, 1 month from now.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to make it.
Ilsen, Magpie, you in on this action?
Oh, God, no.
No, absolutely not. Although, you know what? Let's see how you do.
I like it. Not a no. Anymore.
Hmm.
Plus, Ezri's picking it, so that changes the math.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can everybody give me a perception roll? Once again, there are two targets. There is an 18 and there is a 24.
Ezri is trained, so... Damn, 13.
I'm going to use a level of intellect. Would danger sense apply?
Yes.
Yay! So that's down to a 12 and a, what was the other number? 24? So that's 21.
Yeah, so it's down to a 12 and an 18.
Okay.
So then rolled a 6.
Not a 1.
I rolled an 18.
Magpie, so you guys are walking, following Ezri and Neva as they're having this conversation. You notice two things. Actually, you notice three things.
Yay!
From one of the alleys, you see somebody, a woman in her mid-20s with red hair in the neatly pressed uniform of a ghoul, watching you guys walk down the street. On the rooftop of one of the buildings that you're passing, a man in a well-pressed suit that you associate with singlets people. And on another building, so cloaked in shadow, you almost could miss it, the large creature that emerged from the sarcophagus.
Buddies!
And as you spot it, you see its little mandible twitch. And that's where we'll end this episode.
Shit!
Fuck!
This is gonna be great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Stace, something about this episode.
Oh, man, what not about this episode? I like how real the shit that Ezri and, by association, Magpie and Ilsen are in felt. Because it's true. And I feel like the stakes are getting very high very fast in this campaign. And then, of course, who doesn't love the dark wizard Neva every time he opens his mouth?
We need a plushie of him.
We do need a plushie of him.
That would be amazing.
Kind of like the Count, right? With the cape.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I am now imagining him as vampire-esque in his appearance.
Good times.
I feel like Neva's like race, but funnier. Or more fun in general.
Yeah. Race, but it's okay to make fun of him. Mm. You don't feel like shit doing it.
Yeah.
Just no shame. Whereas race was filled with shame and betrayal.
Yeah.
Hashtag first campaign spoilers.
Well, we have a segment that we do each week called Player Intrusions. That's where we offer you, the listener, an XP to check out something that we think you'd really dig. This week, it is Stace's turn. Stace, what would you offer our listeners an XP to check out?
I would offer our listeners an XP to check out Littlewood. Yes, Littlewood. It is the name of a video game. They did call it that. It is a Stardew Valley clone, essentially, but it's 2D pixel art and fantasy themed. It's available on Switch. I'm not sure where else it's available, but I think it was like $15. And just like Stardew Valley, you know, you have your village. It is, seems more focused on construction than a lot of the other clones, which is cool. There's a lot of different things that you can build. But the premise of the game is you are a hero who saved the continent of Salem. But in doing so, in your fight with the dark wizard, you lost your memory. So you have a couple friends that you meet right at the beginning who are being very cagey about what went down with the dark wizard, but managed to orient you to the situation, and the continent needs to be rebuilt. And your little town, which you get to name, is where you start the rebuild. So I've played for, I'm not sure how many hours, let's say many hours at this point, and have, I think there's a total of 16 friends that you can make. And I think I have 14 of them. They all have their houses, of course. You can upgrade their houses to their specifications. Dewdrops is the currency. You can earn dewdrops in a number of ways. There's all the crafting, you know, like mining, gathering, farming. So if you like that sort of cozy RPG or life sim and you're looking for a new one, I recommend Littlewood. The sounds are great. The whole thing's kind of old school with the 2D pixel art and with the music and interaction sounds. And the characters, I feel like, are really, like your friends are really uniquely done. They all have very different personalities. I've played like some clones where the characters are just flat. That's not true for this one. And there is a bit of a mystery involved. So early on, you meet a wizard, Lilith, who seems to have extremely destructive powers and can barely control them and also doesn't have a lot of memory. Then later on, you meet somebody who may have been the dark wizard, also doesn't have good memory and you're trying to figure out the mystery of Solomon. I don't want to spoil it too much, but it's, I don't look up a lot when I play games for the first time, which means I play really inefficiently, but it's also a lot of fun just sort of upgrading buildings and seeing what happens or unlocking new areas or just by interacting with the characters, different things happen at different points and they have different events. So each, there are seasons in the game. So you have like day one of spring, you know, two of spring and so on. And then on certain days, events occur. And I think they're really silly and fun. So like one of them is this guy lost all his chickens. And so there are just chickens scattered everywhere. And you got to run and get the chickens and bring them back as fast as you can. And the faster you bring them back, the more dewdrop currency that you get. And I'm just having a blast absolutely playing it. So I do recommend Littlewood. It's not very much in terms of game. And I've gotten hours and hours of enjoyment out of it. And then check out Littlewood. Tell me what you think.
Awesome. Well, if people want to tell us what they think of Littlewood or the podcast, how would they do that, Samson?
They can come to our website, explorerswanted.fm. On there, they'll see all the socials where they can tell us about Littlewood.
The game.
Yes, the game and nothing else. On Mastodon, we are at explorerswanted@dice.camp. On Blue Sky, we are at explorerswanted.fm. On Instagram and Facebook, we are at explorerswantedpodcast. But the best place to tell us about Littlewood, the game, is our Discord. explorerswanted.fm/discord is a great place to hang out with us and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Also, if it is within your means and you're feeling generous, patreon.com/explorerswanted is a great place to support us. And please use our dice affiliate code with Diehard Dice. Get 10% off your order when you type in explorerswanted at checkout.
And if you can't financially support us, we totally understand. The best thing that you could do for us is to tell your friends, tell them what you like about the show, why they should listen to it. Second best thing is to leave us a 5-star written review on a podcast directory, specifically on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. It makes such a big difference for people finding the show. And if you didn't like the podcast, or if you just thought it was meh, well, the ache is most prominent in your tongue. Lactic acid permeates the tissue, and that slug-like muscle shivers as if about to give out. But you can't rest yet. She stands there before you, the woman whose face is only a deep pink cave, still waits, and there is so much work left to do. If you want to reach out to us individually on social media, you can. You can find me on Mastodon as Daniel@Anderlik, ANDRLIK.org.
You can find me on our Discord every now and then. I'm Stace Windu.
Sometimes it's so hard to not make a tasteless joke. I'm at Slime Potato at Dice.camp on Mastodon and at Slime Potato on Twitter and Blue Sky.
I will make that tasteless joke. Yo, what that cave do? I'm T with the Unicorn on Instagram, Threads, and Twitch.
All right, that's it for us. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week as we will for every week in the foreseeable future. Have a good night, day, weekend, or whenever you listen to this. And bye!